This is Morning Edition on NHPR. As the presidential contenders make their way around New Hampshire, they are being met by voters frustrated with the role money plays in elections. NHPR's digital reporter Brian Walston has been reporting on this issue, and he's here now to talk about where the candidates stand. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Rick.
So, Brian, people have been talking for years about the need to change how political campaigns are paid for. But as you write, advocates for reform seem more energized this year. Why is that?
Well, big reason is that a lot of ordinary voters on both sides of the political divide seem pretty fed up with the barrage of spending that seems to accompany every election. There was a recent poll in the New York Times that found that two-thirds of Americans say the wealthy have too much influence over the political process, and an overwhelming majority of the respondents, some 85%, believe the current campaign finance system needs an overhaul. So a lot of advocates of reform, like New Hampshire Rebellion, believe they have a majority of the public on their side, perhaps for the first time.
So what are the candidates saying? Let's start with the Democrats.
Well, in a nutshell, Democrats want to reduce the influence of mega-wealthy donors by reducing their or restricting their ability to contribute unlimited amounts of money. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley all say they would find a way through a constitutional amendment or by nominating like-minded Supreme Court justices to overturn Citizens United, and that's the Supreme Court ruling that ushered in the super PAC era. Sanders and O'Malley also support publicly financed campaigns that would encourage candidates to accept more contributions from small donors. And here's Martin O'Malley during a visit to Manchester in June expressing his support for a bill that would provide a 6-to-1 match of public funds.
Because frankly, there's two things going on here. It's not only about getting money out of politics, it's about getting people back into taking ownership of their own politics and their own government. Because the big money has the effect of making everybody want to stay home.
Martin O'Malley there. So how are Republicans talking about this issue, Brian?
Well, Republicans tend to agree that limiting campaign contributions violates the right to free speech under the First Amendment. But several candidates, Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, all say they'd get rid of so-called dark money, and that's unreported donations, and make the candidates report every dollar they receive. For example, here's Ted Cruz at a campaign stop in Barrington back in April. He's talking about an amendment he proposed.
Called the Super PAC Elimination Act of 2014. What it did was very simple. It eliminated contribution limits from individuals to any candidate. And then it required immediate disclosure within 24 hours. As a practical matter, if we did that, Super PACs would go away.
What are the chances that this issue, Brian, will continue to resonate with primary voters and perhaps, you know, make a difference in the outcome for either party?
Well, I think even the strongest advocate for reform would admit campaign finance isn't going to be a top issue for most voters on Election Day. That'll be especially true on the Republican side, if only because the candidates aren't talking about it with the same urgency as Democrats. As for the Democrats, Bernie Sanders seems to be making it a major pillar of his campaign. And his support for public financing of elections separates him from Hillary Clinton, the presumptive frontrunner. But it's too early to predict whether, you know, that will give him much traction. But we should remember there's no doubt that this will be the most expensive presidential campaign ever. I mean, Jeb Bush's super PAC, Right to Rise, has already raised more than $100 million, while Clinton's campaign raised more than $45 million. I think all told so far, the candidates have raised close to $400 million. Mm. So, you know, all that being said, reformers hope that if not this election, maybe the next, that candidates will start connecting the dots between all of this money and government policy. And if that happens, they think that changing how elections are paid for might become more important to voters.
NHPR's digital reporter Brian Walston, he has been reporting on these issues. You can read much more on what Brian's been writing at NHPR.org. Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.